This is Sparta!
Sí.
What in the hell?
Yeah, what's up, Danny boy? I got to figure out how to play this the soundbite thing like on time, because every time I feel like I'm just sitting here waiting for This Is Sparta to end. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Happy Hour-ish. We are coming back large, in charge, recharged. I'm your host, Jay. It's my buddy boy, Dan, back from a two-week hiatus. Hey, Dan, what's shaking? How you doing? Look excited.
I'm good. How are you doing? I am excited.
Okay, good.
I'm excited. It's Friday. What that means anymore, I don't know, because every day is the same as the last.
But it's not anymore, Dan. We're changing some stuff.
It's not yesterday. It's not. It's just yesterday, today, tomorrow. There is no more Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that kind of shit.
Yeah, I know. It's brutal. But you know what? I look forward to this time every, 7 days to be able to get together with some of my homeboys and homegirls and hang out and drink. And so I will say, during our week hiatus, I was up in Vermont.
I was not at a naked yoga retreat.
You were at a naked yoga retreat.
Well, you prefer to look at Brittany. Why don't you have Brittany back on?
You know what? Maybe I will. Maybe I'll call her on Skype right now.
Maybe you fucking do. I dare you. Maybe later when we're more drunk. Or when you're more drunk.
More drunk? Listen, today I've been suffering through a crazy allergy attack all day, and I realized that it was perfectly cured by drinking Belvedere vodka. Belvedere vodka, stopping allergy attacks since 2:30. So I'm ready to roll. I'm back from Vermont.
I had anxiety, so I am going with Screwball, the peanut butter whiskey.
Stuff is I don't know how I feel about that.
It's delicious.
I don't know how I feel about that. It's delicious. Yeah, something about peanut butter mixed with that. So what's up, Danny boy? How did everything go this last week? Did you have a nice relaxing time off in Jersey? Or
I did spend some time with the girlfriend, the kids. We had a good time, hung out by the pool, got my tan. See, I'm tan.
Oh, you look at you are bronzed.
Is my head less shiny or more shiny?
I think it's less. It might be spotted at this point.
Tanner, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So that, what else did we do here? Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
Yep. So, okay.
they opened, it's phase two in Jersey right now. So they did open up, not that I would go, outdoor dining up to 50%, but something about eating like, a $20 plate of pasta at a BYOB on like the sidewalk, or not even the sidewalk, a side street surrounded by police barricades. I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, no, I'm of the belief, like, hit me up in 30 days. Let me know how it goes.
Wearing a mask. I mean, that whole thing. I mean, we got it.
It sucks, but you got it. Yeah, exactly.
And they just announced today that they are going to reopen schools in the fall. That should go well.
I mean, maybe in Jersey. There's no fucking way in Philly. It's an impossibility.
My son's having his graduation, so that's all good. And other than that, man.
Good shit, man.
Hey, what about the 500-pound hedgehog in the room, Ron Jeremy?
Oh, man. You know what? Yeah. Well, are we going to act like...
What's your official statement on this, Jay?
My official statement is, we are not surprised, I guess. Ron's been pretty much banned from every event out there for quite some time.
We were kind of the first.
We were kind of the first. And we were kind of the first, and we were still late to do it. So, yeah. What can you say? It's
Everybody's innocent until proven guilty,
but when it comes to the safety of everybody involved, then things have to change. And we're happy, hindsight, I can only think that we should have, probably had to deal with it sooner. But I am happy to say that we were the first to deal with it. So,
And
we dealt with it. So that's the way it works. I creepy fucking video and photo though, man, of like seeing him in court with like the mask on and the stringy hair and like
we should have had that. We should have had that running on here.
So. Oh, no. We're gonna talk about happy stuff. Happy stuff.
So happy we're gonna. Stuff. We're, this is we're, the happy hour ish. And why is it the ish? Because we have no fucking idea how long this is gonna last.
I have it in my head. I think it's going to go an hour and 14 and a half minutes, but that's only because I'm going swimming after
this. But dude, you can control it, and you could basically control it and say we're done.
It's very true. Very true.
That's not fair.
No.
We do need Vegas odds, but
God powers, my friend.
Yeah, but look, let's
Oh, by the way, wait. Let me mention one other thing. Everybody that's new here sees this little streaming bar across the front of our YouTube channel. We, like everybody else in America, are slowly going broke. And so we've been crushing Exotica TV for like 60, 70, 80 days, whatever it's been, 100 videos.
Say 65 of Exotica TV right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've had millions of views, done the whole thing, haven't taken a dollar, haven't done anything until today. And I set this thing up called on Streamlabs. And I don't know, like, I honestly don't even know if it'll work or how it works. But if somebody gives over a dollar, a little thingy pops up in the top corner of our video feed and like shows a funny little GIF in their name and whatever. So like, if anybody wants to test out, you know, how this works, feel free to go right ahead. We'll be watching the comments so you can tell me when it doesn't work as well. And hopefully, you know, if you want to see more Exotica TV and keep us kind of rolling, because we have some other new exciting stuff kind of coming too.
We have children, people. We have children. We have do it for the children.
To feed. Mouths to feed. All right. Speaking of mouths and dude, all kinds of other body segue. Parts.
That's the worst segue ever. You know what? I'll introduce our guest.
Okay, fine.
Director, entrepreneur, genius. I think she is. I think she's a member of Mensa, yeah, probably.
I would not be surprised.
Fellow New Jerseyan. I already said director.
Former
actress.
Former Eat Me Out guest.
Hall of Famer. Legend. Wife. Not, you know, to our next guest after her. And, and we're proud to call her a friend.
Oh, Dan, that's so nice.
Joanna Angel.
Yay. Hey, there she is.
Well, I mean, we were talking about before we came live here, and thank you for joining us on a very busy Friday for you.
Very busy.
In California.
I thought she was like, she's somewhere out in the galaxy right now.
I am. I'm in outer space.
Yes.
And, but yeah, we were talking about before we came on live or whatever, and Joanna and I, we've been friends now for like 16 years.
Ever.
137
it's like
years
we went
old.
To high school together, but the high school was porn. Right?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I feel with people I've known in the industry for a long time. It's like...
It's crazy. Kind
of like we grew up together.
No, and we've done like a bunch of projects together over the years, and you've been coming to Exotica for... This is the 15th year of Exotica now.
Well, it was supposed to be.
Well, it still is.
It still is. We currently are living in the year, and we currently have dates.
You know, how are you holding up with all this shit?
We're,
I mean...
Like, already talking about Christmas now. It's like this year
just skipped over Halloween,
dude.
Thanksgiving.
We're about to start writing seven for the month. Like, think about that. Like, I was
next weekend is fucking 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, where did it? I feel like, yeah.
Hold on
I
a second. Like, let me get a drink.
Okay, so why is your Belvedere yellow?
It's not really Belvedere.
It's mixed with fine
urine.
Yes. Cat urine, like Polynesian cat urine, actually. In my quest to become an alcoholic during quarantine, and actually, you guys will appreciate this. So at the end of Exotica New Jersey, the end of the last show every year, we buy like a bazillion bottles of vodka, right? That like we go through at after parties and stuff, and we sneak them in places where we need to, and like there's just bottles everywhere. Well, every year we end.
Don't sneak it in anywhere.
That's right. Especially if, like, say the Sheridan and Edison is listening, they can go fuck themselves because we're not going back there next year. So, or this year. So,
back there.
No, we got a new hotel. Sorry, I just totally let the cat out of the bag with that one. Anyways, when the parties end there, you know, and whatever's left over, I live in Philly, so I drive it back. So we have a basement full of vodka that is just like slowly stored since like 2010, you know? So during quarantine, we go downstairs, we grab like two bottles of vodka. We come back upstairs, slice up pineapple, throw pineapple in my wife does this like pineapple barrel thing, dump all the vodka in, let it sit for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, an infusion.
Pour it all out, put it back in the bottle because it's just the easiest thing to do. And honestly, just drink it over ice. It's like, it's so goddamn good, except for the fact that you have to remember that you're just drinking straight vodka. And so,
no, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's kind of
healthy. No sugar, really. All natural.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, I think it's probably much healthier than drinking like.
Yeah. Well, you know what I saw, Jay? There's this place, and Joanna and I, like, we actually, so where I live now is the next town over from where Joanna grew up in Jersey.
Yeah.
So that's one of, like, our bonding things, and the fact that we're both Jewish and all that fun stuff, too. But the
one a little bit more Jewish than
so
the other.
So there's
one.
This place, there's this restaurant. I mean, I don't know if you remember. It used to be the New Bridge Inn, Joanna, on, like, New Bridge.
I've never been there. Road.
It's really cool. Really cool place. But they got this thing, Jay, right?
Right.
It's this big giant like glass thing. It's like yo big around. And it's got a tap on it. And they just fill all around it with sliced pineapple.
Yep.
Like packed to the thing and just pour like vodka in it. And that's what they use for like pineapple martinis and shit.
Right.
Dude, that shit, where you can just get a shot of it, it is fucking amazing.
Yeah, and they probably just add back to it every night or whatever, you know, pour in what they, like, had used or whatever, and it just continues to ferment or whatever. It's just, like I said, it's really nice to be able to just pour it straight out of the bottle and not have to worry about, like, mixing stuff and, you know, doing that kind of thing.
Since we're talking about alcohol.
Yeah, what are you drinking tonight, thing. Joanna? What are you drinking today?
Well, look, it's early. It's 2:00.
Don't be afraid.
It's 5:00 here. You're good.
Jesse Jane is drinking somewhere.
I have my own brand of whiskey. Me and my husband started it together.
When was this? When did you guys start?
Dooms Whiskey. You know, we've had it for a couple years. I've been trying to actually put more effort into it during this quarantine. The alcohol business is very tricky. Much more difficult than people should appreciate being in the porn industry, because it's very straightforward.
Yeah, like that. I want to be George Clooney instead.
Well,
you already are, Dan.
It's difficult. Yeah, you are.
You are, Dan.
You're basically the same person.
You're our George Clooney.
You can follow us on Instagram at Dooms Whiskey. You can buy a bottle at doomswhiskey.com. It is 100 proof.
Is that a lot for whiskey? I mean, I'm not a whiskey drinker, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, mine right now is 70 proof. If it's 35%, it's 70 proof. It's,
yes.
Math, Jay. I know you suck at that, but
I'm good at
that. And it's very smooth and it's very good. So I see you're drinking whiskey. You should get a bottle.
I will get a bottle. If only I knew somebody who could send me a bottle. I'm poor.
You probably
actually people. You know what? Go to that little link down there.
Actually, it's not really. I'd have to do it sketchy. That's why I'm like.
Oh, look at that.
Really ship alcohol. I have to lie and say it's olive oil.
Dreyfus on Periscope said he has drank it and it's great.
Oh, really?
Yep. Just put his comment up there. Nice job, Dreyfus.
Dreyfus. What? How did you get the name Dreyfus?
He's gonna answer it. It's very smooth, he says.
It shows.
By the way, Dreyfus, congratulations for literally being the first okay, like, normal comment that we've gotten since we started this show, like, 11 weeks ago.
Like, oh, I drank that whiskey, not like, some weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, we got a lot of dumpster fire shit going on. But
I have very nice fans. They're always very nice.
Okay.
Almost to the point where it's weird. People always want to hear these, like, weird, crazy stories, like, what's the creepiest thing a fan ever did in this? I'm like, I don't know. They're all
no.
I don't get any weird. I really don't get weird.
Joanna, what is the creepiest thing a fan ever did?
Do you attract weirdos in real life? We'll ask Small Hands
that
later.
Have you met Small Hands?
What you call weird.
I heard his name is Small Hands.
Yeah. He's honest.
Dude, we got our first donation. Somebody gave us $1.
Really?
Whoa. $1?
Exotica TV $1? Is now $1 up.
We did make some money on OnlyFans, didn't we?
No, we haven't made anything anywhere. That's literally the first dollar that we've made.
Or Pornhub, didn't we get something somewhere?
Like
$30?
No, yeah, but that's somewhere. Still like the payout. Like, we'll be waiting for the next, like, you know, 6 years for a payout.
Because the check needs to be at least $100.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
At this rate, we should be good by 2022.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, you know what?
Okay.
No, never mind.
Just give us $1.
No, I take it all back. It was Ted testing it out. Fuck Ted. You better fucking log on right now and put $2 in this thing. Because seriously, my heart is broken.
I was going to say, Jay, you know what? I was going to say you should give that person a fucking VIP to the show for being the first person to donate.
Yeah, you know
what?
I agree. You know what, Ted? That's coming. You can take that off of the next invoice, and we'll. All right, so listen, people, chances still, you know, you could still donate your first dollar.
And Joanna might send you that balloon behind her.
I know. Well, see, I did a video the other day in the bathtub, and I was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to put balloons in the bathtub? That's how weird shit is getting around here. So actually, the balloons were, it doesn't seem to work anymore. They had lights in them, so they were light-up balloons.
That's cool.
I put it in the bathtub, and I don't know. I don't really know what I did. I just... They were just in the bathtub.
Is this all a quarantine creation? Like, was this all done while sitting at home on Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So set it up, you know. I've got this satanic blanket there. And I've shot a bunch of videos.
So I have to admit that, you know, you were on Exotica TV way back kind of in the... All the way back 3 months ago when we started this thing.
Yeah,
and, I've told your story at least a half a dozen times throughout. So the fact that you just leave sex toys around your house to remind you of OnlyFans, like, and you know how many other girls are like, I got to do that. And so
put them in the dishwasher when you're done.
They are everywhere.
How do you clean them? Do you use a dishwasher to clean them though?
Whatever, Dan.
You can't go anywhere in my house without seeing a dildo just like falling from everywhere, you know?
No,
they're like in between the coffee cups, so I know, wake up in the morning, you know? Like,
drinking a cup of coffee, like...
Yeah. Somebody said to
I could do this with a butt plug in.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think you've always known I'm a very hard worker.
Yes.
I've talked to other girls this week, and they're like, oh, the quarantine's kind of ending. I'm ready to start... you know, shooting more for my OnlyFans. I'm like, I've literally shot like 85 videos. And like, someone's like,
because you live with the male porn star of the year.
Yeah. But still a lot of them I've shot alone, you know, like I try to shoot 3 or 4 like every day. And he, you know, guys only can only do like, you know, one. Guys have a limited amount.
The refractory period.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Somebody said that you should auction the blanket.
The blanket?
I guess the one that you're sitting on.
I think she likes that blanket.
What would you start the bidding at for something like that?
$15 on.
Oh, everybody froze.
No, nope, I'm back.
So I think $1,500 the auctioning will start, right?
Okay. I just washed it, so maybe I need to like refilth it up.
Yep.
And then we can auction it off.
That's between you and the blanket.
In the meantime, I'll collect more filth on it.
Because people like the filth. That's the value in the.
I'd be really angry if I paid $1,500 for a clean blanket. A clean satanic blanket.
I saw Tanya Tate put her underwear in her vagina one time to sell to a fan because that was the value to it.
We
lost her.
No, I plugged my laptop in. I do that once upon a time when I used to feature dance. I'd stick my underwear inside my vagina and then I'd walk around the stage and be like, where did it go?
Jay sticks his underwear in his ass.
I
do. Then his wife complains about the skid marks in the laundry.
Yep. I have a pair in right now. Such a
skid marked underwear.
It's such a sexy show, isn't it?
All about it.
It really is.
So Joanna, kind of aroused thinking about him stuffing underwear inside him, and then you had to take it somewhere else. I was like, oh, that's so hot.
See, Dan? You know what? Which, by the way, we'll ask him, but I'm interested to hear. I was loading in like the social media stuff before we went online, and I was looking at Small Hands OnlyFans like address, and like being a guy on OnlyFans has to be a very like interesting dynamic or whatever.
You can really use it very, I mean, it's just kind of sitting there. I don't really know what's going on in there, but yeah, like I think he was like, I don't really know what to do with this. So he's more like doing Cameo. That's more
right. That's his thing. Okay.
Cameo's taking off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I got Jay a Cameo for his birthday last year.
Who'd you get it from?
Chocolate Rain.
Tay Zunday.
I got a Cameo. I mean, she hooked me up. I got a Cameo for my dad last year for his birthday from Stormy. And I won the family. Yep. They were like so stoked.
Yep. Isn't it funny?
It's me. It's my dad's very big.
Rain.
Dad is
we were in
my favorite Democrat. And he was so happy.
We were in Miami last year, I think it was, and my brother-in-law's mom, who were really close, awesome older, basically like my grandmother, you know, another grandmother, came. She lives down in Florida, and we were like, you should come to this show. And so she's like, you know what, Bobby. And so she was like wandering around, and she's a crazy, you know, just she's super left and loves Stormy and is just, you know, right into it. And so, you know, I brought her over and introduced her, and Stormy was super sweet. But then later that night, it was like a Friday night or whatever, so we were all just back in the hotel room afterwards kicking it, and she comes up and we're hanging out, and then Stormy knocks on the door and comes in, and they're like sitting at the table talking to Stormy, and it was like she was so excited to be like, oh, you know, and it was all just like political, like, yeah, like it's she's a character and certainly has all the stories in the world, and everybody just knows that name now, you know.
Speaking of stories, so, you know, we were mentioned before, we've known each other a long time, and you've been at so many Exoticas. What's your favorite Joanna Angel Exotica story?
Man.
It's so hard to decide them, like, right when it comes down to it.
I have mine, but...
Well, then you should say yours.
All right, so... Actually, I was hanging out with, you know, Kathy, my girlfriend. You guys rode on the bus together. She had mentioned one time at the Sheridan to the Expo Center.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're talking, and, you know, we were just talking about, like, you know, because now it's going to be August. It's going to be, like, 9 years for us. So, and, like, she had met me. Our first date was the night before I was leaving for Exotica LA.
Okay.
In 2011. So the second Exotica LA out there and last.
Okay.
Well, I was like telling her a story. I said, you know, like, what was your, you know, whole reaction to me and all that stuff? Because I was like calling her from there. And I'm like, by the way, I'll talk to you tomorrow because we're going to the Playboy Mansion tonight.
Okay.
And then I told her about do you remember the bus ride? Because it was you, it was me, Jay, Adrian, our old sales manager, Jay's stepdad, two guys from Hot Movies.
Caden was there, right?
Caden and you.
Yeah, and me. Yeah. Yeah.
So we were just telling the story how everybody, Jay was blasting whatever. Everybody's just getting hammered on the way there.
It was like Dance Party 2, Dance Party Back.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun. I think that was actually...
Who got kicked in the face, though? I can't remember.
Caden.
It was Caden.
Caden, my stepdad went to swing around the pole on the bus.
And she got kicked in the face.
Kicked her right in the face. I was like, oh. And, you know... We hadn't been doing this for quite as long as we've been doing it for. And so, you know, you're just a little bit more on eggshells, like, to make sure that everybody's cool and happy and whatever.
That's, like,
you know.
That's everybody's, but that's everybody. Every boy's dream is to go to the, you know, Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Until you're at the Playboy Mansion. It was amazing. Yeah,
it was a cool experience. But
yeah, dude.
But I was so hammered on it. I mentioned, I don't remember Caden and Joanna coming back with us on the bus.
I don't remember. I don't think we did come back with you on the bus.
I have no idea. We were so... That was an Exotica night. Like, I'll never forget the smell of the grotto. It was fucking disgusting. It was one of the most... Like, you know, again, like Dan said, is, you know, any strapping, you know, American boy, you want to go to the Playboy Mansion and, like, you know, rock out. And you get in there and you walk into the freaking grotto, because it's the goddamn grotto at the Playboy Mansion. And you're like...
On TV.
Dude.
Which is like the size of my above ground pool.
It smelled like urine and, like, body odor, and, like, was the gnarliest, nastiest thing that, like, I've, like, it was, I don't know how people were in there. I literally, and I'm not, like, a nut when it comes to that kind of shit. Like, it was fucking gross.
So that's my favorite Joanna Angel Exotica story. What is yours?
I guess I have to think. I know mine.
Not really.
What's yours, Jay?
The one that I know is something that, well, there's two of them, but let's see. I'll pick the one that I think that Joanna would probably pick just to block her, and she has to think of another one. One time we used to do this thing called Legends of Exotica. And we had all of the, like, you know, biggest names in adult, like, for, you know, throughout the generations or whatever. And this, by the way, will show how long we've, like, all worked together. This was, like, what feels like forever ago at this point, right? I mean, it was, like, probably the third
Jersey show, probably.
Yeah, something like that. And
they're all together now.
We were attempting to, like, fill out this Legends of Exotica thing, which, by the way, was really successful, but sucked at the same time. It was hard for us because all the legends, people don't realize, when they come back, like, what are they selling? You know, they don't have DVDs. Like, they don't have jump drives. They don't have OnlyFans pages. So
Seiko was selling VHS tapes.
Yeah. I mean, like, so at the end of the day, it's not really, it wasn't valuable enough to them, you know, to, like, make it work. But so anyways, we're filling out space and, we took some of the longest running Exotica stars, one of them being Joanna Angel, and put her in Legends of Exotica. And we have never lived that down since. It's been since,
not my idea,
since 2000. Get out of here. I'm going to blame every star decision on Dan. Like, do you it's really think that I could bullshit. Make that decision? Like,
why would I make the decision?
You know what? You know who did it? Adrian. Adrian. Did it.
Yeah, it was Adrian.
Fucking Adrian.
Did I like, do it or did I say no?
No, you did it. You're a team player. You're like, you know what? Cool. Like, whatever. I mean, but think about that. That was also meant to be like, you have kind of been in and around and done so much in adult, and that was forever ago. So here we are in 2020, can't leave our houses. And
I was a legend then. What am I now? I'm like a...
You're a legend.
I'm like...
Once a legend,
you're like
a,
no, you're like a legend times two.
I'm not even alive anymore.
Yes, you died and were reincarnated.
Wait for it. Legend. Wait for it. Yeah. Gary.
So that one... And
how the I met your mother.
The other side is... And it kind of goes in line. The other story was we did the Fanny Awards one time and we literally like... It gets so crazy because we have, hey, okay, you're going to announce this and you're going to announce this. And then inevitably, like 25% of everybody just falls off and like goes away. And you're grabbing people in the teleprompter.
Or they're Riley Steele and they come on stage shit faced drunk.
The teleprompter says something stupid or whatever. We grab Joanna at one point, threw her in a group of people, sent her out and watched her like just reading off of a teleprompter that wasn't written for her of jokes that didn't whatever. It was, if anybody ever questioned whether Joanna Angel is a team player or not, you realize that, like, you know, in a pinch, we always got Joanna on our side.
Yeah.
I felt so bad. We were just like, yep, you know, here you go.
I've heard that for ABN times too, because there's definitely been times at ABN, they're like, you've presented awards too many times, Joanna. We can't ever have you present again. They've said this to me like three times now. Yep. Like we have to put you out to pasture. You've done too many things on this stage, but like,
and then 15 minutes before,
right? Someone will not show up, and the day before, I'll see my phone ring. I'm like, "Do you need me?"
Yes.
And they're like, "Yes."
So look,
they're like, "Aha!"
Two things, Jay. Technical question: where it says Joanna's name on the screen right now, can you put legend under there or team player?
I'm adding my. I like him whitewashed over here. It's like super bright.
So put team player underneath Joanna's
team player.
Name on the screen.
Okay, hold on.
On the screen. That's number one. So
I can't remember if this was erotica or exotica. I think it was erotica. You guys.
What is erotica?
LA erotica. What?
Oh, at LA erotica. Erotica LA.
Erotica LA.
Erotica LA. Yep. I remember actually getting. Oh, I guess it's not as funny because it's not exotica. But I do remember being on the like. On the like advert, the radio ad, which at the time people still listened to the radio,
right.
You know, back then. I remember getting a call like last minute by the person who put it on because Jenna Jameson was supposed to be like the spokesperson for the show.
And like,
that wasn't us.
Somehow maybe 30 phone calls later when no one, you know, because this was in LA and the radio station was really far away. And I was like, yep, I'll be there. And so it was like, you know, and they played it on the radio like every couple minutes for a long time, and I'm like, hi.
Hey.
I think I actually said on the ad, I'm not Jenna Jameson, but she will be there.
Wait, was that for us?
I was like, so come see me. I said, after you go see Jenna Jameson, come see me. I made the ad funny. I'm like, can we keep it? And they were all laughing.
Was that for us, Jay?
What's up?
No, it was LA Erotica or Erotica LA.
I
remember that show though. I just can't remember what it was because I was there for that show. I think that was like the first year of the Fame Awards there.
They were the only other Exotica kind of like show. You know, it's crazy.
It was the first year of the Fame Awards, huh?
Yeah, it was the first.
It was because we were giving the Legend Award or whatever. There was a Legend Award to Jenna.
I remember that.
And like Jenna, you know, and she committed to coming and everything. And then, in typical Jenna of the time fashion,
Jenna of still this time. Do you think Jenna's any different now than like?
I think she is. Well, she's Jewish now, and she's a Republican.
Okay. Yeah, she is very Republican and very Jewish, which I didn't see coming.
Why is that?
Either side? I mean, the Republican side? Like, where did the, like...
Old pictures of Jenna Jameson. Do you ever look at her and think, Jew?
I wonder if the new version of the Hanukkah song, Sandler, will put her name in there.
Yeah, right?
Jenna Jameson is a Jew.
Yeah.
Do you think you're still the most famous Jewish porn star?
Well,
are there others?
Yeah, there are others.
Who's another like big time Jewish?
Well, Ron Jeremy is a male side.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not comparing Ron Jeremy to anything.
Yeah. And then there's another one I don't really want to be compared to.
Okay.
Well, who?
No.
Sorry.
My ex. He used to be very famous. I think he's still pretty bad. I don't know.
Oh, that one.
Am I more famous than him?
Oh, yes.
Maybe it was for a while it was like this, and maybe now. I don't know.
Why do I not remember this?
No, we won't mention that.
No, I'm not saying I would. I'm just trying to like...
He is. I know there's a female star, but I don't know if she like people know that she's Jewish, and I don't know if she like really embraces it. There's another one. Is it Bella Danger?
A newer girl who's actually like very Jewish. Like I could talk to her about like, you know, whatever. Jane Wilde. I don't know if you guys know her.
I
don't think she's been to an Exotica yet, but one day in the near future, she's very good.
Isabella part Jewish?
She's like very, very Jewish. What?
Isabella part Jewish?
She's just Jersey.
But yeah, she is part Jewish.
Is she?
Yeah.
He's from, you know.
Which Miami. I never understood. How could he be part Jewish?
Dan.
Yeah, true. Because I guess, like, if your mom is Jewish, you're Jewish.
No, but Jay, it's a religion. Like, you know, Jay, are you, like, part, you know, Protestant or, you know, satanic or whatever the fuck you are?
Nope, not part any of this.
You're Jewish, whether you do anything Jewish ever or not. But if your dad is only Jewish, then it doesn't count.
Oh, really? Is that how it works? Like your parents weigh more when it comes to your Judaism?
It's supposed to be your mother's, you know, whatever your mother's religion is.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be what you are.
Come out of your mother. So it's just kind of.
Yeah, but your dad goes into your mother. So, yeah. I mean, like.
Look, it doesn't count. Okay.
And you were raised like super Jewish.
What?
You were raised like super Jewish.
Yeah, I was raised.
Like your parents. Now, are they Reformed Orthodox, right? Or no?
They're Orthodox for pretty much. Yeah.
Like full on, like, you know, your dad has the beard.
And I grew up kosher, you know, I grew up with like two sets of dishes. We didn't drive or whatever on Saturdays. We like walked to the temple, you know.
Huh. Orthodox. So,
does your dad have the beard and the payas and everything?
No, that's like one level up.
That's Hasidic.
Yeah, that's Hasidic. Yeah, he's not. What do they call it? Modern Orthodox?
No, I was watching a show. What was it called? Unorthodox.
Okay.
It's like a 4-part series on Netflix, I think. I started watching it.
I've heard about it. Is it really? Yeah.
This woman, she's a, you know, she's a wife in the Hasidic community, and she just wants out. It's a true story.
Oh, really?
And she just fucking takes off and goes to fucking Germany. And they basically, they like hunt her down to bring her back to the family. Yeah, the family's like. And the one cousin or something was in the Assad or whatever the fuck it is, and it was like crazy. She just wanted out of the fucking whole life.
Wow. So she went.
I have to go back and watch the end of it. But there's a bunch of those shows all over Netflix now.
Yeah. No, I know.
But
so I'm curious, Joanna. With, I mean, being raised like, you know, in a strict practicing house? Like, at the same time, do you, like, how do you, what do you think now? Like, I mean, I know, like, as raised as a Christian or as a Catholic, like, my parents were and their families before them were, like, I've basically, like, fully disassociated myself. But I also think that with your religion, you probably have, there's, it's not just going to church. You know what I mean? It's more of a life, like something that's been interwoven into lifestyle versus, like, you know, people that say that they're Catholic and then fucking do whatever they want to. And on Sunday, like, say they're sorry and then keep moving, you know?
Yeah. It's complicated. Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I was like, oh, this is so stupid. I hate it. Fuck everything. Fuck this. But, you know, as I get older, like, I mean, there's a lot of aspects of Judaism that I really like, you know, do I believe in God? I don't really know. I don't, like, clearly I'm not religious, but when it's now kind of become just like traditions with my family.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying it's more interwoven into.
So I do Passover with them. And when I'm there, I do it all. Right. You know, actually it's kind of good. They all came here right before the quarantine. My parents came here. It was like, it's my parents' anniversary. Why they want to spend it here, I don't really know.
Because they love their daughter.
Yeah.
And you live in a mansion.
Yeah. I'm like, don't you?
And you got 2,000 square feet, so we're in.
Yeah. Like, you guys don't have anything better to do. You want to come? But they came here, and then, like, I had, like, you know, a bunch of cousins and stuff that sort of live close that all came, and then my sisters came. It became, like, this big thing. I had, like, a Shabbat dinner for, like, 40 people, and I cooked all the food, and we all together kind of did everything. We sang all the songs, and, you know, like, I had fun. It was nice, you know? Like, I like aspects of the Jewish religion because it's a lot of it is just involved with, like around getting together and eating and whatever. So in that way, like, I guess I practice sometimes, you know, but I don't do that stuff when my family's not here. Although there was a year where I couldn't, like this year on Passover, you know, I couldn't go see my family, but I did it with them on Zoom, you know?
Yeah.
There's some things I just do, that I still keep. There's this one holiday, if you really want to call it, like a fast. On Yom Kippur.
Right.
Yom Kippur, yeah. And, like, I'm telling you, when you're younger, they scare you so much about that fast. And every year I'm like, I'm not going to do it anymore. Why do I even bother? I'm not religious. Why am I fasting?
And it's a whole 24 hours?
I do fast.
You do the fast? See? Like, everyone does the fast.
I just feel like, out of respect, you know, my parents are both gone, so out of respect for my mom, my dad converted, and my dad kind of raised us, and then we moved back with my mom, but my dad converted, then he went to Baptist. First he went to Methodist, to Baptist, to Southern Baptist.
What?
Then I stopped talking to him. Then he became a Jehovah's Witness before he died. Oh. Then went back to Southern Baptist.
I've never heard of anyone having that many.
And he was, like, all big in the Jews for Jesus thing and all that, but that's a whole nother. I went through very, very many years and thousands of dollars of therapy.
When I was in Hebrew school when I was younger, they actually had people come in to warn us about Jews for Jesus people. They were like, it's a cult. They're not Jewish. Don't be fooled. And they told us what, like, the signs are. Like, they literally warned us about, like, they had
crazy.
A whole assembly about how this is.
So imagine the damage that was done to me, like, being from New Jersey, the north, moving down to, like, the armpit of Florida, where my next door neighbor's dog's name was Dog.
Dog.
Dog. Come here, dog. Come here. D-A-W-G. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, where, like, the pastime at night was going mudslinging.
Oh, my God.
It was bad, right? I mean, I went to school with guys named Porky Potter and Gator Bradshaw.
Whoa.
Real Gator don't take no shit.
Real fucking names. But anyway,
you're fast. Like, no, it's crazy.
It was, like, crazy. So, like, I mean, being down there, and my dad proclaimed his Jews for Jesus shit. So, I mean, I learned to fight at a very early age. Because,
wow.
I mean, I was constantly getting into fights down there. Like, oh, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, Florida is a...
Well, where I lived in Florida was really bad, but...
And to think that Florida was way better then than it is currently.
Yeah, I guess so, not much has changed. Some things you can always count on.
Florida.
John Stewart said it best with Yom Kippur. He's there, like, you know, Catholics, Lent, 40 days, you got to fucking atone for your shit. Us Jews, one fucking day, Yom Kippur.
I know.
Even in religion, we don't pay retail.
By the way, when I was in college, I used to claim to be Jewish and take Yom Kippur off.
Oh,
You just stepped on my fucking John Stewart joke, Jay.
Sorry.
But they scare you. When I was like in Hebrew school and I was younger, I swear they scared me for life. They tell you this. They tell you that God sits up on Yom Kippur, okay, and has a book of life and a book of death, and he writes every Jew in the world's name is on a list, and you go in one of these books. Okay, and if you fucked up all year, your last chance to make it up and be in the book of life is on Yom Kippur. And I swear, I think about this every year, when I'm like, you know what, this is ridiculous. Why am I going to fast? And then I'm like, what if there is a 1% chance that that is true? What if I can't take the risk? I don't want to be written in the book of death.
It's Santa Claus.
And I will not forget, and it has been in my head forever, and I'm just going to fast forever. I actually remember, because they tell you don't have to start fasting till you're after your bat mitzvah when you're 13, but I they learn, you know, I was like younger than everyone because I like started kindergarten early or whatever.
Because so she's Mensa.
Younger than everyone in my class, but they were like, you don't have to start till you're 13, but I when I was 11 because I was so scared. I'm like, well, if I start early, there's a really good chance I'll get put in the book of life. So I don't know.
But I fast, but yeah.
Well, you're doing good so far. You obviously did it right.
Okay. Yeah. I've made it every year. Yeah. So.
Like, you're not supposed to do anything. I still use my phone on Yom Kippur. I mean, you know, so
yeah,
I'm just fasting.
Right.
But you know what I miss is, like, I loved, like, you know, the breakfast or whatever.
Yeah, and you eat bagels. You feel so good.
Bagels with lox and all the other shit.
Around 1 p.m. or 2 p.m., you just start thinking of what you're going to eat. And then you just...
For me, it was everything. Like, I want some fucking...
Can you drink water?
Now.
Yeah. No, can't drink water. You're not supposed to.
So you can't have anything?
No.
Yeah, they say...
You're not even supposed to brush... You're not even supposed to brush your teeth.
Yeah, you're not even supposed to brush your teeth.
Even with no water? Oh, that's because you would have the toothpaste, and then it would be something. Yeah. You basically have nothing enter your body for 24 hours.
So, and you've invited me. Actually, I got an invite from Joanna, like, one time to, like, the Seder at her parents' house, but I forgot why I couldn't go.
Yeah.
But next time you're here, let me know, whatever. Yeah, we'll come to your parents' Seder.
It's an intense experience. Our Seders are like 4 hours long. And we act out.
I just come for the food and that's it.
Do you do the whole reading and like the whole thing and like...
Act out the story of Passover. My mom makes us run out of the house. Like we're
escaping. Do you play Metallica Creeping Death? Because that's what it's about.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, next time you should come.
Okay. Yeah, you should go.
Listen, I'm lucky enough. I was raised in Northern Vermont. There is, like, I didn't actually think I knew a Jewish person until I left Vermont, and then I realized that my one friend was Jewish, and like they had, anyways, went to college, and like then all of a sudden, like when I got married, my wife's sisters are both married to Jewish dudes, South Jersey. Like I'm right in the mix. Like I know exactly how your
family loves Jews.
Oh yeah, no. So I would feel right at home, like at your family's function, because I'm fairly certain that it's very actually Bobby, who I was talking about with that met Stormy and did the whole thing. Say she's my brother-in-law's mom that like does the whole thing, and like it's been really cool because I find it all very interesting. I really do. Like I, you know, my parents were like divorced when they were really young. And so we're not really the biggest fans of Catholicism. And like, they made me go to Sunday school and I got kicked out on purpose. And it like, you know, and then from there I just kind of took off. And now that I have kids, talking about religion with them is very interesting. Cause it's like, they'll come home and be like, well, you know, God does this and that, and you're like, yeah, okay. Like a lot of people believe that.
My son said, "I think I'm an atheist." I'm like, "Do you even know what a fucking atheist is?" Now, granted, he is now a high school graduate.
Oh, well, of course he knows what an atheist is.
I really don't understand. Like I made, like the kids came in one day and they just saw like something and they didn't, you know, because look, I mean, everything now is just on Xbox, you know.
Yeah. It's like so. It's so you like, to make like a religious game on Xbox, and then everybody would know.
You know, why everybody's going nuts about George. You know, who's George Lloyd? I'm like, you don't know who fucking George Lloyd is?
Floyd.
I actually just made them. Yep. Floyd, sorry. Jesus Christ. And I made them, totally not the weed or the alcohol, but I made them like sit there and watch the video.
They didn't know. I'm surprised because
it was like the day. It was like the day after it happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I'm like, the younger people saw it first. Because
yeah, no.
The younger like, people that aren't on Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the precursor to this.
Yeah, but they, I mean, you know, and they like, you know, like they then they got it. You know, you saw something like click with them a little bit. So a real crazy story. So my accountant's Jewish, and he's just sitting there, and we're doing our taxes, you know, and he starts telling, you know, this story of he's from New Jersey, he went to college out in Colorado in Denver, and when he went out there, he met a girl, and she's there, like, you know, they were just talking, and she's like, around the Denver area, it's very not Amish. What is it, Jay or Joanna? They're like the Amish, huh?
I don't know. We have Amish here in Philly, but I don't know what like the Amish are.
It's like Amish.
Their religion is weed in Colorado.
I know, but it's like some kind of like puritanical like religion. You know,
pagan?
Jesus Christ. Wow. Me and Mennonite or something like that.
Mennonite. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, I know.
But
I didn't know they were in
so he's they're talking and they're in the courtyard and he's there, I'm Jewish, and she looks at him dead serious and says, "Where's your horns?" He's there, what?
Welcome.
He's
to
there.
The
really?
I was told that all Jewish people have horns, and that's why they wear yarmulkes.
Like, did she think they would come out of your head?
Like horns, like yeah, and he's there. He's there. Oh, they only come out at night, and he just like walked away because it was just like,
okay, I guess I'll see him at night.
But that's how it worked. But dude,
that's crazy, and that's I was like 20. That's probably like 20 years ago. You know,
people
that
stay in their hometown their whole lives, and they listen to the things that people tell them, and like that's
what I haven't heard. I'm bummed. I don't have horns. That would be rad,
dude. You would have. How excited would you be if you had horns?
Horns?
Now, would you take the spade tail too, or would you just the horns?
Yeah. Color them?
No, you would never cover such a thing, beautiful no, thing.
Color.
Like,
can you make?
Oh, color.
Yeah, no, I would expect your horns to probably be like a red black kind of like fade or whatever.
I'd style them.
The promo shot for this episode has her husband small hands. Where the fuck is he?
He's zooming, dude. He's doing like a high school reunion or some shit.
It was an important one.
Anyway, his picture has horns. He has horns.
Yeah, he does have horns.
Is he Jewish?
Is he? No, he's not Jewish.
See, he's got horns and he's not even Jewish.
Yeah.
But his name is very biblical and Jewish, his real name. not small hands.
Aaron. Yeah, well, his dad is... a Baptist preacher.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So he kind of probably lived my childhood.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds actually kind of similar.
How were your parents when you told them you weren't marrying a Jew?
They were okay. I mean, by that point in life.
They're like, you know what, at this point. So yeah, it's like negotiations. Like you ask for five times. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were just like...
They're like, you know what, we're fine with this.
Marrying someone.
Yeah. So they're like, we want kids. Where are our kids at? And like, where are our grandchildren at? And like, are they in full like grandparent mode? Or are they like cool with just kind of...
I think for me, they've kind of just stopped asking.
Do you have siblings?
I have
two. Yes, she has siblings.
Yeah, they're both married. One of them has kids. One of them is actually about to have another kid.
Now, okay. which one is it? Is this the one? Because we heard a story.
Oh, shit. Yes, I do know. Oh, as a segue.
We had Stormy and Tommy Pistol on one Friday. And Stormy, before the episode, because I really don't know that much about Tommy. And I said, well, what should we really talk about? And Joanna's like, right. So she's there like, well, here's the story. So here's what we heard. Tommy kind of said something different, and you tell me if this is the truth. So, they were at your apartment in the city,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And and your sister was there. And I don't know if it was an older or younger sister or whatever, but your sister was there.
Younger.
And
I think I knew this. It was younger. It was definitely
evidently your sister was a virgin.
She was a virgin. Yeah.
And Tommy
go away to college. So she was high school ish.
Out of high school. She was 18. She was moving on.
She was 18. Tommy took her said virginity on the couch, on your couch.
Yes.
You came home.
Yeah, a guest bed kind. Yeah, I guess the couch.
We heard it was the couch in the living room, and then that you came home, caught them, and you threw them out butt-ass naked in the hallway.
I did, yeah.
More because you were pissed off that he fucked up your couch.
No, I didn't. My sister is 6 years younger than me. She was always like a weird kind of daughter to me or something, you know, right. I raised her, you know, and I woke up in the morning and I thought I remember seeing them on a bed. Cause I did have like an extra mattress that people would sleep on, but whatever. I remember pulling the covers off and they were both naked and you know, and she had like blood all over her.
And the happy hour-ish.
I was not expecting that at all. Like, we all hung out the night before. You know, everything was normal. You know, we went to see a movie and, like, I don't know.
50 Shades of Grey.
Like, I was not sensing, like, a love connection between them at all. Or maybe I just didn't even think of my sister like that, you know? Like, you know, you sometimes your siblings, you, like, don't even think of them as, like, sexual beings.
We're good. Okay. So yeah. The story was kind of true.
It wasn't kind of true. It was actually even more true.
I screamed. I was like, "Ah!" I was like, "What did you do?"
So were
you mad?
Were you out when this? Like, you walk back into your apartment, right? Are they just like,
my sister was like, "Joanna, it's fine. It's fine." Like you know, like I don't know. I guess it was all her idea. She didn't want to go to college or virgin, you know. So I guess
for the
she
record,
was like,
I suggested we move on now because
I wouldn't. I that's amazing.
So if anybody here wants to go to that little link on underneath us right now streaming, that says go to streamlabs.com/exotica, please give $1 or more to help get Joanna a new couch.
That was like many couches, though. Okay.
Was there any little bit to like the fact that you were mad that they were going to mess up the couch?
No, I was not mad about
the couch. She was telling like the whole Rick James fucking
fuck your couch.
I was worried. Yeah, I don't know. I was shocked. And also, it was weird. It was weird that this was a person I had sex with, you know? So I told him I was never going to have sex with him again.
Dude,
I didn't work with him for 10 years.
Are you serious?
10 years,
but
yeah.
But you stop putting him in your movies because of it? So you guys are friends, though.
No, you put him in. Right. She wasn't doing it.
Right. But you guys are good friends, though.
Yeah, we're like.
Because I think the whole thing came up, too, because Tommy, who's
like my brother.
Like, Tommy's fucking awesome. I mean, we just got to know him that one episode. And there's so many layers of Tommy, the puppets,
the
music. I mean, everything. He's a great actor. He's funny as fuck. And he started,
he's
so I was like
the
watching.
He's the most amazing person in the world. So I'm not trying to paint a bad picture. And you know what? I'm glad my sister lost her virginity to him because he was very nice to her.
By the way,
he's
a professional.
They stayed friends, you know, and she got to go off to college not being a virgin, and that's what she wanted.
She wasn't
you know?
Not only a virgin. She was not only a virgin, and Tommy Pistol was the one that actually took that. Like, her virginity card is, like, so far away that, like...
telling everyone she lost her virginity.
And he's uncircumcised.
Exactly.
He's uncircumcised.
I was nervous.
That's worth at least 5 or 6 partners. Right, like I mean, that you're just like, yo, now I'm experienced. Like it was one night in my sister's room.
Yeah, later on in life, marrying like one of my friends who she met at one of my like birthday. Like I had a big 30th birthday party in Vegas, and that she came to, and she wound up marrying one of my friends. So I guess she was just destined to always have sex with my friends. But I guess that's what younger siblings do.
Okay. God bless her.
So. And like Tommy, so like we're just like talking about it because
into the hallway naked, and he was standing in the hallway of my loft apartment like naked, and I would just he was banging on the door. He was like, "Let me in!" I was like, "No!"
when we were going to have him on, I'm like researching this guy, you know, because I really don't know him that well. I mean, I just, you know, I know what he's, but I go on his YouTube and I'm like watching, and he's got a video of him playing a song to your husband.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this became like a, I don't know, some weird quarantine game where my husband and Xander and Tommy, they just kept writing songs for each other. No, it started because, here, I'll tell you how it started. This is even stranger. It started because a fan got a cameo from my husband and basically said, this is a strange request, but I've seen, you know, in the beginning of the quarantine, Xander was, you know, I guess, like having a bad day, and he had posted on Twitter like that he was feeling down. And so one of Xander's diehard fans bought a cameo from my husband saying, I'm a big fan of Xander's and I know that he really likes you. So can you cheer him up and write him a song? So somebody paid him to write Xander a song. So he was like, okay, sure, I'll write Xander songs. So he like put on a onesie and like wrote Xander like a love song.
See, that's the beauty of the internet. That shit didn't happen before. Like, you know, there was no way of being able to, like, you know, do that. It's amazing. Yeah.
So then he posted, so the somebody posted, I can't remember if Xander posted or the fan posted, and then Tommy texted me and said, I'm really upset that your husband wrote Xander a song and not me. And I said, well, you should write a song about it. And so he wrote a song about how he didn't get a song. And then Xander wrote a song back. And then my husband wrote a song for, I don't know. It turned into this like song thing between the three of them.
Dude, this should amazing. Be like, these,
and it
these
was
are the things
really
that,
funny.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and it just kind of kept going.
The bro love.
Was like, really emo with it, you know, like he put on like a sweater and like, I don't know.
And you gave Tommy's like, he also told a story where you were the first, you know, first time he ever did anything with. And you're responsible for giving him his name.
Yes, I was responsible for giving
because him. What was the original name that he wanted?
Oh, it was
he wanted the name AMAC.
AMAC, that's what it was.
There actually is one copy floating around somewhere. So the very, very first movie we ever did. So I found Tommy. You know, he was the first guy.
As you've found many, many people.
Yeah.
Some out of Exotica.
Movie. After we did the scene, I was like, what's going to be your name? And he was like, AMAC. And I was like, what does that mean? He was like, get it? You know, like, AMAC.
Mac. Hey, that was
it. Yeah.
Hey.
That didn't make any sense. How is that a name? It's like a phrase, I guess. It's not a name. And I'm like, okay, whatever. We'll talk about this later. Cause you know, at the time, like, you know, it took forever, but you know, we still had to edit it. I didn't know when the movie was coming out. I'm like, okay, whatever. We'll worry about this later. And then when we were editing the movie, I remember calling him again and I was like, hey, we really need to know like what your name is. And then he said, AMAC again. I think one version of the movie, we put it like online or somewhere. And we
somewhere
actually
it snuck out.
Somewhere in the credits, his name is AMAC. But then when it was going to DVD, I was like, we have to stop this. I need to give you like a real name. Like, this is ridiculous.
A real name like Tommy Pistol.
Yeah.
But isn't like, but knowing Tommy Gunn that we've known forever, like,
is that what is a joke what, off of?
Was it a joke off of no, it? Was it?
See, that's what I always thought.
Like, I mean, at the time, now thinking about it now, I'm like, Tommy, you're like a cute dude. You need like a cute name like Tommy. And I actually remember the name Tommy Gunn came to my head just because it sounded catchy. And I remember I didn't know him at the time. I was like in my own world. And I remember looking it up. I'm like, oh, I guess somebody has this name. And then I was like, oh, Tommy.
Okay. So at least there was a little bit of like, you know, that Tommy, it's funny because as soon as I saw, and what's even blows my mind now is that he's been around forever. And he's an amazing dude, and yet we've never run into, like, we had only recently crossed paths.
No,
like,
he's been at the shows though and stuff.
Show a couple times.
Yeah, you just hide at the shows.
No, like, no, but yeah.
Oh, on stage.
What? No.
He was part of, yeah, he did the whole.
He did not do the puppet show on stage.
No, you should have him do
the puppet
show. Oh, no, we want him to.
Listen, we want to have him do the puppet show everywhere. Like, so yeah, we did just what we're doing now, like, right? We go.
First of all, to do the puppet show in your living room.
We did, actually, it was happy hour with him and Stormy. And we ran through like an hour and 20 minutes or whatever it was. And, you know, at the end of the show.
Can you run that in the background, just in the screen?
No, because we don't have their permission to do it.
He said we could. He said we can.
Well, yeah, I'd have to go back through it because there were definitely moments that, like, anyways, it's sad when I have to be the responsible one. After the show closed, play the video, and all of a sudden we're sitting there, and like this puppet pops up. No idea that he did puppets. No idea that whatever. Well, and he rips into 24 minutes of like...
Jay, because we asked the question, like one of the questions we asked was, hey, if you weren't doing this, we went around the table, you know, what would you be doing? What's your dream job, actually? That's what it was. And he's there, to, you know, I want to work with the Muppets. And I thought it was just a joke that he was making or whatever. And I'm like... I just started laughing, and you know, and that was that. So then we go off air or whatever, and we're just talking about it, and something like, what's going on with the Muppets? He's like, oh, I love puppets. You want to see? And he just breaks out. He breaks out this one puppet, like a little Jewish guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a bunch of them.
What was that one's name, Jay?
Like dildos in between them.
Well, so he did the big giant fake black, suction cup one that with the black dude that he has, like, I forget what his name was. And like, but what's even funnier is, Dan, I haven't even told you this. A couple of days ago, I ran across, and I forget what I was looking up, and you'll think that I'm looking up porn because it had to do with somebody that I usually probably would look up. But I saw a video of Honey Gold with Tommy with like the puppet sitting right here and just like, you know, sitting straight out with its legs or whatever. And of course, Tommy was the puppet, you know, or the functioning really piece of the puppet. It was creepy and weird and hilarious. And like,
it's a really good shtick.
He's doing the one. The one was the puppets on the stick, and one was like the dicks on the stick, and one was like his foreskin.
The thing is if you turn down the adult side of it to like, you know, a 2 or 3 where you can actually like market it and get it out there, what he does is hilarious. Like, it is absolutely like.
No, we want to go into Tommy Pistol business.
As soon as Dan and I hung up after all that, that's the exact thing that was said. We got to get in the Tommy Pistol business. This guy's like.
No, I think somebody needs to help him capture. On this,
totally.
I told him to do a whole puppet like POV website.
We're doing, dude. Yeah. Don't worry. There's big things in the works for Tommy Pistol and Exotica. We're gonna, we got some shit.
Yeah, we're gonna figure something out. if there's one thing
that's one of the cool things. Of this.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Go
ahead.
It's
like, you know, we're learning, like doing these shows or whatever, especially the Friday show, because like, you know, we're just hanging again. You know, we're like three friends hanging out. I mean, I think the only plug that's been is your fucking whiskey.
Did more than one person tune in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, we got a bunch.
Yes, thousands tune in, although zero have given us a single dollar.
So, guys, somebody give us a dollar.
Like, $1. You know what? I'll up the game. If you give a dollar, though, if you're the first person to give a dollar, I will give you a free ticket to a future Exotica Expo. I will give you my personal email address. You can email me. So you have literally.
The Zoom call.
A $39.99 value for one single dollar, just because I want to see if this thing actually works. The beauty of this, Dan, is that when nobody gives anything for the next like 3 weeks and we do this, it'll be really funny. maybe everybody should just hold off on their dollar. Like, I don't even know what to say, because
please,
really at this point, is your dollar really going to help us? No, probably not. But you know, like, you just never.
But you know what, Jay? It does help us. It helps us in here and in here.
It's the thought that counts.
It is,
Dan. You need to show your vagina.
Yeah.
Not happening, dude.
Come on, man. So get some OnlyFans. Do it Joanna style. Just leave the toys laying around the house and just like grab onto them when you need them. And
don't put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, you just got to leave them everywhere so you don't forget.
Yep. Butt plugs in every room.
Be responsible.
Hey, did you check on your deadbeat husband?
I did, yeah. It's my deadbeat husband. No, he's still on the Zoom call.
You know what? We're going to write a song right now. Small hands. Jay, you got your guitar?
Hold on a second.
Yep. Get your guitar, Jay. Yep. That's it. We're writing a small hand song. Small hands. Good us up.
Hands.
Because he is afraid of my large hands.
What do you say? Oh, man. It's like a Grammy winner right there.
I actually just put up on my Twitter, I shot a video of my OnlyFans where I used his dildo. So everyone can see what it's like.
Wait, he uses a dildo also? Why? Yeah, where does he put it?
Was it a double or?
A dildo. Like he has a small hands dildo, you know, like a mold of his cock.
Interesting.
So he used it. In a video.
It's well, now he's going to have to come
back.
Did
it feel
on.
Exactly the same?
No. No, I didn't feel exactly.
He's going to become the Joanna Angel of how you're the Joanna Angel, you know, for the ABN Awards. He is sentenced to become the small hands of Exotica TV. So anytime somebody cancels, he's got to come on.
Yep. Okay.
From now on. At a moment's notice.
Zoom or not. Yep.
Yeah, Zoom or not. He could have two computers.
What is this Zoom about?
Well, it's with he has a contract with Brazzers, and it's with Brazzers. It's kind
okay. of okay. So it kind of makes sense that, you know.
We love those guys, so we have to forgive him.
Exotica TV, sponsored by Brazzers.com. Yeah.
It has a nice ring to it. For just $1, you could sponsor 1 second of Exotica
at this
TV.
Point. I'll just, you yeah. know what? I'll sell you the microphone. Anybody like, I just offered up a free Exotica ticket. Nobody, so here's what we're going to do.
Smells of Ben and Jerry's and vodka.
We're going to run this thing. We're going to run the scroller every week and we're going to see just how long it takes. And so don't say anything off air about this to anybody. And we're just going to let it run.
How long?
And
I was on Holly Randall's podcast, and I think she got like $15 in that episode.
Dude, Holly, I talked to Holly the other day. Like, girlfriend is crushing it with the freaking thing, man.
Yeah,
I mean, she's killing it. Like, she has like 60,000 subscribers on YouTube, and
yeah, she's
got some podcasts that are hitting like you know, like millions of views. I mean, and we look some of these shows we're doing here. I mean, are getting, you know, hundreds of thousands of views or, you know, so, but, you know, on the live streams, you know, cause like, you know, right now we're on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, like right now, all those people, we're bringing all those social media outlets together, Joanna.
Everyone together.
And for just $1, you can help us keep them together.
Yes. For just $1.
$1. I don't know, man. It's just like that. So what else have you been up to? Just OnlyFans and...
Yeah, I've been shooting for OnlyFans. I don't know. I mean, I do have to... And yeah, I've been working on Doom's Whiskey, trying to get more accounts and just putting more effort into it. I kind of have to decide what to do about resuming production or not. I'm not really sure what to do. Now,
where do you stand on the whole COVID thing? Because, I mean, there's people... Like, I look at people that think it's, you know, this massive conspiracy, you know, the herd mentality... That's how we're going to control everything. That's working out well, by the way, Florida.
And it exists. Like it but does.
Are you like, do you guys go out at all? Because California is on the rise. One of the states on the rise, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been going out a little bit lately. We
so like
go
what?
Out.
Go to Target and like go into grocery stores?
They're
like,
pretty much open there. They're going to restaurants and shit.
Yeah, we went to a couple of restaurants ever since they opened up. I mean, I wear a mask, you know, other than when I'm at the table and all this. And this and that, you know. I mean, I haven't really been like very close to that many people, you know. I didn't see anyone for 3 or 4 months, you know. But
yeah, that initial shut in, man. That
what the protocols are, you know. I've been careful, but yeah, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of complicated.
Yeah.
Do you, I mean, are you like looking, you know, like what's going to take for you to go back to work for, you know, with other people?
Well, they're talking about it now. I mean, I might actually start working for other people in July. You know, people are going to get COVID tests. And, you know, with porn, like, the crews are not very big. It's pretty easy to, you know, social distance on a porn set when it's you and another person who are both COVID tested, and then the crew, one or two people, you can stand apart, or, you know, I feel okay with that. I mean, I would do that before I'd go and feature dance or something. I mean, that, like, a
yeah, because you do that also. So, I mean, you know, that's gonna be
I don't know. I might just be done feature dancing. I mean, I was getting a little, I wasn't doing it that often anymore anyway, you know? And then, I don't know. I can't even imagine when I'm going to want to get on an airplane. And
life doesn't go back to normal until they either have, like, a significant treatment or a vaccine. You know, if, like, listen, you get sick and you go to the doctors and, like, they give you something for it and you get better, cool. Like, you know, I think everybody would do something like that. Or getting a shot ahead of time so you wouldn't get it. But until that happens, like, the world's not going to be a normal place again.
It's not going to be normal, whatever normal. But look, we've been able to do so many things, you know. It's kind of great where we can do so much on the internet.
It is.
People who run a convention for a living.
Yeah, not a fun. But, you know.
This session of COVID Talk brought to you by Dooms Whiskey and Exotica.tv.
a virtual Exotica. Haven't you thought of?
Nope, won't do it. I mean, it's just...
We talked to somebody about it, actually, and it just didn't look like...
The idea of, you know, Exotica, and I always used to tell people, you can't pirate the live experience. Like, what we do is, that's where the value is. Like, yes, you can reach millions of people online and you see 20 or 30,000 at Exotica over a weekend. But, like, it until you have that live experience, like, there's a value to that, you know? And so... With Exotica, you know, would we consider doing something that was more like, you know, cam, like, one-on-one and, like, be able to, you know, maybe that would be something that would be interesting. But, like, Dan was talking, we've talked to people about doing, like, virtual shows where you create a character and you're walking through the world, you know, it's like, it doesn't really work that way. But what I will say is, for the first time in 15 years, we've been able to kind of stand back. And honestly, like, in the last 2 weeks, what we've done is, you know, we took a break from Exotica TV. We're standing back and seeing all of the people that we've kept fully employed since this whole thing has started. Like, haven't let anybody go. Everybody's still on staff. You know, how do we use their, you know, abilities to be able to, like, we have a company that could run a business in a day. We just need a product, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're
into the Tommy Pistol business.
Yeah, so we're going to the Tommy Pistol business.
Well, yeah, whatever.
But
we're, by the way, Jay, I think I see the problem why we're not getting tips.
Why is that?
Because you said for them to go to streamlabs.com/Exotica!
No, well, it's not. Yeah, that must be it. Everybody,
that's
like,
it, Jay. That's it. That's why.
Yeah.
Here, they're putting
the someone else.
Yeah, I'll take the exclamation point off, and I'm sure that they'll just start pouring in. But we have been, and it's not something we're quite ready to unroll yet, been working with a new idea and brand, and just literally, basically, from the creators of Exotica. And so we're probably a week or two away from, like, kind of starting to unveil this thing to the world. And, like, you know, we're super excited about it and finally have something to, like, point our, like, creative juices towards, like, literally, honestly, to get out of bed in the morning. Like, it got to a point where through quarantine,
we just don't want to live, Joanne. We just don't want to live.
No, it was through quarantine. Day 76 for me was, like, the moment where I was like, okay, I'm now over, like, being able to just watch TV and, like, you know, whatever, because we had stayed busy. But, like, you know, and now we need to do something. And so, you know, we have our best path forward. We have a new idea that we're going to be, like, unveiling in the next couple of weeks. And we're super excited about it. Nobody will give us a dollar here. So we're going to try and do something else. And I'm, you know, excited for it.
I believe that your next venture will make at least a dollar.
I think so.
I believe in you guys.
Hey, listen, you know what it's all about at Exotica? You set the bar very low.
Dude, I just want this shit to be over with. I just want to go out, you know, just go out with my girlfriend, nice dinner somewhere, not have to worry about getting something.
Except for late.
Are restaurants open there yet?
Outdoor dining for like up to 50%, but I'm not going to eat, you know, like some fucking, like I said, like a $20-something pasta dish at a BYOB place on like a street surrounded by police barricades. So nobody,
yeah, I mean, there, a lot of it's, so it's a lot of it's outdoor seating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fucking Jersey at the end of June here. I mean, it's fucking like 90 degrees right now and humid.
Yeah.
I spent the last week in a place that like, this thing doesn't really exist, and like people there just are, you know, maybe some people wear masks, as long as if you're comfortable, as long as you're wearing a mask, like you're good. It's they're parts
some
of
people are so defiantly not wearing a mask, and it's
fuck,
so annoying.
Fuck those people. Listen, if somebody says you have a choice either way, you can't fault them for not wearing it. That's their choice. If you have somebody that says we recommend and other people would feel comfortable because, you know, for you to wear it, and you don't wear it, like objectionably. Yeah. Like, Joanna, God put us on this earth with lungs to be able to breathe with out of our mouths. And if he wanted us to cover our mouths with a mask, then this is the shit that people actually said, you know, and it's like, so, fuck those people.
Wear your damn mask. And, you know, I think it looks kind of stylish. Yes. I think it looks cool. I don't know. I like it.
I actually
have stylish masks now.
I actually saw a picture of somebody that now they have masks and they're clear here. So you can see people's lips and mouths.
Really?
But then it's like plastic, though. So, I mean, these things are brutal, man, to wear. Like, I don't know how somebody can wear a mask for 8 hours a day working.
No, yeah, it's definitely tough.
They're making a lot of different ones now that are lightweight.
By the way, somebody asked us on here that said, we know how you can make money. Go do Exotica Miami in September. You know, make it happen. And I'll tell you right now, you keep fucking pulling 9,000 a day out of that state.
Like 9,000 people.
It today. Being what it is, like, yesterday. There ain't no way it's I recognize that the people in and around the area may be willing to, like, come out to a show. Obviously, they are. Ain't nobody traveling to it. You know, it's like, no, you know, good luck trying to get
exhibitors. Hey, Joanna, you want to come to Exotica Miami right now in September?
Yeah. I will go on the internet.
Exactly. You know what, Joanna, listen. We touted you earlier as a team player, okay? We're going to need
you
to get the coronavirus for us.
On the broadcast, look at your do you have your browser open, Joanna?
I do have my browser open.
Wait, here's where it is. So it says Joanna Angel
team player. Zero? Yep.
I guess I'm not a team player.
You know what?
Hashtag team player.
You're a smart one. You should not be a team player.
Jay and I aren't going either.
Yeah.
I'll figure out if you give me enough notice, I could start working on it. I could probably send some kind of hologram.
You know what? Like a Tupac kind of thing? Like, I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds like a good idea.
Seriously. Hologram show? We'll just like beam it down to South Florida and like, you know, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, just...
See, we figured if we stalled enough, look who the fuck. Thanks for fucking joining us, motherfucker.
What's up, man?
Yo, I wrote a song for you.
What's that?
Wait, hold on.
I wrote a song for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
A song.
Ready?
I wanted you to play a song.
All hands. It's the sport Zoom call. And because he was afraid of my large hand.
There you go. Yes, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, and Presley's.
We're talking about the whole Tommy Pistol song Love Fest between you guys.
Oh, that was fun, yeah.
Yeah, they all wrote songs.
How you doing, man? Thanks for
good. Good, just, you know. In high demand these days online.
Two Zooms.
Look at you. Yeah, seriously. Man. So your grandmom is doing okay on Zoom, I take it. She's all good?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Glad shout to out hear. To Nana.
Yeah, Nana's all taken care of.
Nana. Oh, wait, we got another guest. Who's this?
Who's this?
Oh, man, I didn't get his social media.
What's your dog's name?
Presley.
What up, Presley? Dog? What up, dog? Hello,
the password is Presley123.
Presley6969.
There you go. That's much more like.
Come on, it's Presley1225.
Yeah, Presley is you know.
Presley's a man.
Yeah, he is the man.
Sorry, man. Just it's just trying to keep.
We're talking about Doom. You guys should be drinking some Dooms, man. Straight out of the bottle.
Yo, what's up with this Dooms thing? So when you guys are like, how much were you through the? Are you a whiskey drinker? And how much were you like through the process of it? Did you like taste different stuff and try different stuff, or how did it work?
So basically, I had a rough idea in my head of what I wanted. I wanted 100 proof smooth sipping whiskey with like some of the flavor notes of like caramel and toffee and spice and all the things that I love in a good warm sipping whiskey. Right. And then what I did was I kind of took my loose vision and I met with master distillers all over the country, a couple in Canada remotely as well. And when I found a guy that I really sort of liked and I felt he
vibed
got
with.
My-
Right.
Yeah, we did like a Breaking Bad style, like he would send me vials, like with liquid, and he would have me, I would give him notes, like, all right, and this is what I like about it, this is what I don't like, and this vial, this is what I like, and then he would go back and match them with, you know, whatever spirits, that he had that he was sending me, and once we figured out a flavor profile, like, then we did the aging, and the blending of it and all the like sort of like final nuance stuff, and now we're here.
Interesting. So how like, hammered did you get doing this?
I might not know. When I just met him, he was a bartender and he was like a
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then I sex trafficked him into the porn industry.
Dude, you do Joanna, you do that a lot. So I want to talk to you about how you've picked up some exotica hotties along the way and turned them out. Is there one like most that you've thought like or that you remember back to that you were like, thank God that I was at this exotica to find that person? Because I know that you've like.
I have found girls at exotica.
You definitely have. Yeah.
No,
oh, I'm stupid. I'm here. I'm thinking like, dude, when was Small Hands a fucking exotica hottie?
No, it's not a hottie.
I did meet one guy.
Although, listen, man, if shit falls apart, you know, we're always here for you. We actually have a hottie changing room. Triple X Church will be there to, like, you know, oversee everything.
Dude, you can bring out the whole Baptist thing.
I can say anything I want to because there's no way they're actually watching this. And, you know, yeah, it'd be good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So last we talked to you guys, you were like 10 days in, you know, just like into quarantine or maybe 20 or something.
Like 4 quarantines ago.
Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Much has changed.
So just to confirm, you're still married.
We're still.
Congratulations. I think you've done a lot more than like most couples in quarantine. So yeah, it's
probably quarantine together.
Have you learned anything about each other through the, like, if you had to pick one thing that like you've noted or learned like through your last 100 days of like being fully quarantined, what would it be?
All right. If I'm being very honest and humble, I used to think I was a better cook than I am now realized that I am.
Okay.
After really night after night after night, me and Joanna cooking side by side, I kind of used to think I was a little better than her. But based on the quarantine dinners, I'm realizing that I think that was some of my ego. Just
what's your go-to, Joanna?
I mean, I make a lot of different foods, but he really likes my chicken.
What about your lemon?
How does one prepare your chicken? Because you know, you'll see. You've already done Spotlight. Now you've done the happy hours. We're gonna have you on our cooking show, Fork You.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, we kind of just, she does the Thomas Keller recipe, like the just classic salt, classic pepper, but like it's roasted at the right.
I can get it perfect. I can make the crispiest skin using no oil, you know, just like salt and pepper it and put it in the oven. And I have like my own magic way of doing it. Sometimes if I'm just using the chicken pieces, I will put them in the cast iron for a while and I sear each side and then I put broth in. But it's a magical thing, you know. But I made a lot, you know. I like to cook all sorts of different things. I'm trying to keep it healthy.
What a catch, little hands, small hands, and little hands.
Little hands. What are you, Dick?
I would do, Aaron. You know. I'm sorry. Oh, do you, can we say Aaron? Well, that would be much easier. Okay. Aaron. Thank you.
So, Aaron, let me ask you a question. So,
I called Rubber Doll Cindy 8 times and got in trouble for it.
What's your go-to? Like, yeah, what's your, like, yeah, like, what's your biggest thing, like, that you make?
Oh, well, I grew up in San Diego by the Tijuana border, so all I ever make is Mexican food. That's it. All I want. Handmade salsa, guacamole.
He makes great salsa. He makes, like, salsa from heaven. His salsa is very, very good.
That's
my girlfriend busts my chops that I'm, you know, an elaborate cook. I make an elaborate meal. Because I'm like somebody I just can't make. Like, I get sick of eating the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like that. And I'm like, you know. I like cooking, man. I mean, it's not that bad or whatever. It's, to me, it's like almost therapeutic sometimes.
It is. Because it's
and
like you
start to create something. So I'll just like fuck around with like some things, and like some things are hits, some things are misses.
Mm-hmm.
I made like freaking, what was it I made the other day?
One night I made naan bread from scratch, like Indian naan bread.
Really?
And then I made like Indian meal. Yeah, it's actually really easy.
I have a bread maker I've used a few times. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's exciting.
But then you couldn't find yeast in the stores or flour. It was crazy here.
Yeah, it did start to run out at a certain point. But all the healthy food was there, like almond flour and all the like gluten-free stuff. So, you know, and I like to use that stuff anyway. So,
I don't know. I want some fucking white fucking pure Colombian.
Gluten, extra gluten flour.
Jay, what's your go-to? What do you cook, Jay?
I would probably say the pizza joint down the street.
Jay, you cook some things. You can.
Grilled cheese. I'm pretty good at grilled cheese.
On the phone that said COVID is on the rise. Please wear your mask.
That's I should put a mask on now. I am lucky to be married to a person that is an amazing, amazing cook, and I pretty much stay out of it. The days off that she wants to take off and we will eat out and, you know, order out and do whatever, I do.
You delegate.
I can, like I said, I could make a meal in a pinch of like, you know, pretty much like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Lots of cereal nights if I'm in charge. Other than that, you know. Yeah, I've never had to. If I had to go another way, I would, but I don't, so I won't. You know, I'm like, I got my niche. I was more of a diaper changer, less of a dinner maker.
Also, a vital. That's an essential.
Yep.
Especially when it's your own diaper.
Yep.
So, I mean, how have you been holding up there? I mean, you know, you're really, other than the cooking competition and being the loser to it, you're good with everything else.
I do not share quite the same sentiment as my wife. I'm kind of going crazy in the shutdown, and I really am getting a little antsy.
You've been working on your music?
Yeah, no, my record comes out on all platforms first week of July, so in like a week or two or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Even.
Dude, how about
we could put you on the spot right now and ask you to play something for us.
Or we could tell you, we could do like a live like record release thing on Exotica TV.
We could.
That's all I'm saying.
How would that work? It's like a Depeche Mode synth pop record. So there's nothing to play because it's all electronics.
Joanna's
gonna beatbox for you.
We could play it over with like just like the album cover or whatever. Like live stream it for, you know, the album, and then afterwards maybe have you on for like a little bit to talk about like what you did.
Cool. I'll get the
have
email.
Your people call. Have your people call our people.
My people, yeah. No,
that's very much.
But in the meantime, you can see he put his music video on his Instagram and his Twitter, and you could just go on there.
At the small hands _.
Yeah.
Correct.
See, I know my shit at Joanna Angel.
Yes. Boom, boom, boom.
You guys actually have very easy social media to handle. Which now brings us to like, Joanna, I'm going to throw yours up here. So you're like, you're just Joanna Angel. Like,
everywhere.
You know how nice that is?
Verified.
You know what? Listen, don't flaunt your Instagram status to us, okay? Fuck.
Anybody out there can get our Instagram back for us, please. We'll pay you. You don't have to pay us.
Yeah, no. We will give you all of tonight's tips. All of them. 100%.
Joanna will give you her chicken recipe and maybe even possibly ship you a chicken and with a bottle of Doom's whiskey. Yep.
Give them their Instagram back and I will make you chicken.
And ooh, what a deal. Yeah, it's amazing.
With some homemade guac and salsa.
Yeah, covering all the bases.
Covering all the bases.
So, and then small the hands, you were almost there. You're almost there. You had just the underscore on one versus OnlyFans. I would, you know, it was like you're two out of three ain't bad though. So
took it. So.
Yeah. So Instagram and Twitter, the small hands underscore OnlyFans, small hands. You know, yeah, that there you go.
Got it.
That's that. And then
we asked all the girls this, what's the craziest thing a fan's requested from you, Aaron?
What's with OnlyFans? I know you do more cameo. Like, what's, OnlyFans, I was going to ask you, as a guy, has got to be like a kind of weird place.
I mean, the DMs I get are probably the weird place.
Yeah.
Once someone's
and
like,
Jay is very, very sorry for those.
I apologize.
It's not that weird. You know, you're paying me, sure.
No, for sure.
But it's like the girls on Instagram who are like obsessed in a elevated way with me. Some of their fantasies that they write me are wild.
Yeah.
Instagram, man. Instagram. Like, it's, you know, it goes to show the more people that use it, the wider the net is, the crazier shit gets, you know?
And I don't respond. So if you're listening and you're thinking about writing me some crazy shit, I do read them every now and
then. Oh, I know. You've never responded to me.
And he cries himself to sleep every night.
I do.
When you cut him, does he not bleed?
So, and I, you know what? I'm going to throw up the, oh my God, our social, then I throw up our social media and it's like all over the place. But ultimately, Exotica Expo is our deal. Like, we, you know, we are now just kind of currently flying around your city at 20,000 feet waiting to land. It may be 3 months from now. It may be next year. It may be, you know, I don't know. Who the fuck knows what it is. But obviously you could check out Exotica across the board. Go for it.
We got Miami September 11th through 13th.
Ain't
fingers
happening.
Crossed. Wear your mask down there, people.
Ain't
don't
happening.
Be morons.
There's no way that's going to happen.
Don't be morons. Jay, never say never.
I
never say never. I don't think so.
It ain't going
to
happen.
But there's an optus in me. And then we moved our Chicago dates to 9th through 11th of October now.
Could happen.
2 weeks later, then, we go to Jersey.
We're not fucking around, man. Back-to-back Chicago and New Jersey.
October 23rd through 25th. Is any holidays over there, any Jewish holidays we can have dinner with your folks?
Maybe Hanukkah, isn't that in December?
No, Hanukkah. That's DC. DC, December 11th, 13th is the first 3 nights of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Right. Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Well, this was a party.
Yeah, it really
was.
A
party. I know. We've gone that.
It was a happy 2 hours.
It was.
We'll talk. We'll have our people call each other and we'll talk about
record release party.
The record release party with Small Hands. Check out his Instagram again for all that.
Yeah.
We got anything else, Jay?
No, man. I'm done.
I'm good.
I've had
I'm getting hangry and hammered.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, Small Hands, peanut butter whiskey.
I've never heard of it. Have you?
Sacrilegious.
Yeah. That was my overall take on it.
It's good, and I feel good right now. So for the lovely Jay Handy, the lovely Small Hands, the legendary and lovely Joanna Angel. The legend, wait for it, Derry Dan.
Yeah.
And
Presley
saying, stay safe.
Yeah,
stay
sexy. Safe.
And Florida, don't be a bunch of fucking morons.
We want to come there someday.